Have you ever counted your blessings? Even though sometimes it may not feel like it, especially in comparison to many people in the world who seem better off than us, we are in fact more blessed than they are. You may know some people that have lots of money and they really seem blessed, especially when they say that they have been blessed and that God has answered their prayers. But how blessed are they really? And will they have all that money forever? Sure, there are many people who have lots of money and physical possessions, and we could assume that they are happy, right? Well, oftentimes they are not. It's a temporary thing anyway. The physical things that we have are just temporary. They look, or just look at a lot of the famous people in the world today. So how are we more blessed than they? We may not be more physically blessed, but we certainly are more spiritually blessed. We have been handpicked by God the Father to have the chance to be in His kingdom and receive everlasting life. And that is what the majority of the world does not comprehend today. We have more knowledge than the world when it comes to spiritual matters and what the Bible has to say, because our minds have been opened. The riches and the physical things could very well be considered a distraction from what is more important. These physical blessings that the world dwells on now is temporary, and that time will come when all these physical blessings will mean nothing anymore. You think that times are tough right now? The world has been affected with something that we couldn't expect to have happened in the way it did in the beginning of this year. And look what happened as a result. And then at the same time, I think things are going to get better. It's like, this is just a temporary thing. We'll get through this. Well, times are going to get even worse, as we know. And money or anything physical is not going to save us. Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse 19. Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse 19. We are not at that point yet, but it will come. They will throw their silver into the streets. Their gold will be like refuse. Their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them. In the day of the wrath of the Lord, they will not satisfy their souls nor fill their stomachs, because it became their stumbling block of iniquity. Putting anything before God, anything physical anyway, is a stumbling block. They consider that more important than God Himself. Then you will see what the final result of that is going to be. Now we know that we should not be that way. And how can we prove that? One reason is where we are right now and what we are doing right now. We are observing this Day of Atonement as commanded, and during this time we have a lot to think about. Not all the food and drink we're not eating or partaking of, but we have to really think about where we are with God right now, at this moment, through all that we have gone through since last year. How we are to put aside the physical nourishments that are necessary for our human, frail bodies on a daily basis. But we sacrifice this necessity for 24 hours, and we focus on something far greater, that which God promises us, for we do not live by bread alone, as Christ said in Matthew 4:4. So again, have you ever tried to count your blessings? Have you ever realized just how much more blessed we are than not? Well, if we live God's way of life and we do what He says, there would be no reason for us not to be blessed, right? Yes, we go through trials. We continuously go through trials. We still have members going through trials that continue to go through trials. They'll probably go through trials during the feast. It's never going to end. It's an ongoing thing. But God is also testing us to see how strong we are, how willing we are to keep His law. And it could be something that will happen right until that very last second where God will intervene. These trials may be difficult at times, but they are definitely not too difficult for us to handle. Remember, if we get through these trials, we get rewarded for them with blessings. And this is only the beginning. We will have blessings far more than we can ever imagine. Blessings that no one on this earth has ever experienced. How many people in the world can say that today? God knows what we go through, and he blesses us when we follow him. So when we look at our lives, do we really stop and think and realize what God has in fact done for us? How he has in fact blessed us? Or do we take what we have for granted? It is very difficult at times to look at these or those around us who are rich, who may seem well off, who have possessions, who appear happy, who say they have been blessed by God and the prayers have been answered. And we may even feel envious towards them sometimes. We may look at those physical things, the materialistic things, the temporary things, but then fail to realize the importance behind it. So we stop and think about all the blessings we have endured, as simple and basic as they may be. For example, our families. It's a blessing to have that. Spouse, kids, parents, friends, a roof over our heads, clothes, transportation, food, water. Maybe not right now, but we will later at sunset. Electricity, ways to communicate, phone, computer, etc. All these things that people take for granted, which we all have. And yes, many of these things we take for granted, as it's already expected. However, God can take it away. But he chooses not to, as he has promised to take care of us and give us what we need. But we always want more, don't we? That doesn't mean that God will not grant us that wish. We make plans, as it says in Proverbs 16:9, and God will direct us. He will give us the desires of our hearts, and he makes our plans succeed, as it says in Psalm 20, verse 4. It is all about our perspective, our motive, and our intentions. Will we do good with what we receive? But it can also be a testing of our faith and our diligence. Do we truly believe that God will grant us our wishes and our desires? Are we in fact diligent in keeping his law, looking to him for help? If we struggle with that, chances are God will not grant us what we want. Okay, so, well, we have our basic needs that God has blessed us with, keeping in mind that there are many that don't even have that. But there are also many, many more, in fact, the vast majority of the world, that are not blessed with what God has blessed us with. We have a special protection from God. We have the actual belief that God will provide at any time during the most crucial situations. We have miraculous healing capabilities from God if he chooses to use them. We are the first fruits. We may not be more physically blessed, but again, we are more spiritually blessed. Notice 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verses 3 to 6. Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. In verse 11, therefore we also pray always for for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. We need to be counted worthy to make it to the kingdom. Putting it into that perspective, we can see how truly blessed we are for an incredible chance to be in his family. And even that is a tough thing to comprehend right now with all the confusion and the fear that surrounds us now, which are also distractions in this world, which can also cause us to lose faith or lose focus on God and what he commands. What we should be fearing, though, right now is not having God's protection. And if we do not obey him, and this is just as what Eric Rank had just mentioned in his last message, that is a big fear, losing his protection, if we decide to give up or give in to what man has to offer, etc. Making sure that we will be counted worthy to make it to be protected and to live is vital. That time has not come yet, but we are going to keep going with our daily lives, working and planning and learning and watching and teaching, being joyful, living a life pleasing to God, thinking about how we have been blessed with our basic needs, and perhaps much, much more, but also having the wisdom and the knowledge about his plan before anybody else in the world, which is truly a blessing. How close are we with God? Are we one with him? God provides in these miraculous ways with tremendous blessings that we sometimes don't even expect, even in times like these. We are nothing without God, and even that which is physical can't save us, but only the one true God can. Put God to the test as we share a portion of our gratitude with him for what he has done for us by giving to him in thanks and offering as commanded, as it is a holy day that is made for us. This is another requirement that God expects of us, and if we do so with a good attitude, he will continue to bless us.